7:20 is our time right now, and we're attempting to contact and reach Nora Davis on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. Good morning, Nora. Are you with us?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Glad you could join us here. Nora handles the outreach efforts for the town of Jonesboro, handling public relations and community relations, and said she wanted to join us this morning, so we welcome you here around 7:20. What have you got for us this morning? What's happening in Jonesboro right now, Nora?
Well, sure. We've just wrapped up Jonesboro Days that happened this past weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we had a lot of people downtown.
Sure, that was a lot of fun, too. Thousands and thousands of people over 2 days. You've got to expect that there was a great deal of fun had there as well. So lots of activities, lots of Independence Day celebrations and so forth. Looking backwards, that was a great, great weekend, too. So hope you had a good holiday weekend, Nora. What else do we have on the plate this morning?
Sure. Coming up, we are having our BMA meeting on Monday. And those are recorded live. And they are posted on our YouTube channel.
Okay, very good. So now those meetings are open to in-person by Jonesboro residents also, are they not?
Yes, that's correct, too.
Okay, does the Board of Mayor and Aldermen have a designated time each time they convene when it is an open session? Do they have a time for public comment?
Usually at 7, usually at the very beginning of the meeting.
Okay, all right, just so that citizens can make their voices and any particular comments they have made available, too. So, got the BMA meeting coming up. What else do we have coming up here, Nora?
We're hoping that at the end of the month, we will host a Harry Potter event. We did last year, and we have definitely approved the Sorcerer's Sprint that's been approved by the BMA. So, we're definitely having that, and we'll have more details soon about that event.
Now you said
but we're very excited about that.
Did you say toward the end of the month of July here? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow, I'm going to have to get my magic wand out and polish it, I do believe. See what I can do with that. That sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be looking forward to hearing more details on that, too. We're thinking out loud right now with Nora Davis, who handles outreach information for the town of Jonesboro. And rolling along here, what do we have on Music on the Square this week, Nora?
Oh, yeah, we're hosting Bill and the Bells on Friday.
Oh, man, they are so well-known and so loved in this area, too. What time is that, Music on the Square on Friday?
Yeah, it's from 7 to 9.
Okay, very good, weather permitting, of course.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
And I guess looking forward, anything else that we need to know going on in the next couple of weeks here in the town?
We also have Bruisin' Tunes every Sunday evening, and that's from 4 to 7.
Okay. Do you have who the guest will be this week?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but we always have great music.
I know. That's definitely a hallmark of the Bruisin' Tunes coming up on the weekends, too. So, Nora, a lot of fun things happening here. We always appreciate you sitting in here and giving us an update on what's rolling through the town of Jonesboro. You take care. Hope you have a great day, and don't get rained on again here. And we'll talk to you again shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Nora.